Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
A nice when Dad works late, we'll treat ourselves a bit. At Olive Garden.
Ooh, breadsticks.
It's a chance for us to catch up.
So is Donna still in the picture?
Maybe. Enjoy Olive Garden's new chicken crostata, grilled marinated chicken breast with our tomato Alfredo sauce. Or new steak crostata, grilled steak medallions with a four cheese sauce. Both with crispy Asiago cheese crostatas and unlimited salad and breadsticks.
So is this serious?
Yeah, this is seriously good.
Oh.
Olive Garden, when you're here.
White liberals who have posed as our friends, white liberals who have been eager to point out what the white man in the South has been doing to us, while they themselves here in the North are doing the same thing. They have been making a great fuss over the South, only to blind us to what is happening here in the North. And now that the eyes of America's 20 million blacks can easily see that this white fox here in the North is even more cruel and vicious than the white wolf in the South. The southern wolves always let you know where you stand. But these northern foxes pose as white liberals. They pose as your friend, pose as your benefactor, pose as your employer. They pose as your landlord. They pose as the neighborhood merchant. They pose as your lawyer trying to help you. They infiltrate all your organizations. And in this manner, by joining you, they strangle your militant efforts toward freedom, toward justice, and toward equality. They use integration for infiltration. Throughout America, here in the North as well as the South, masses of black people are demonstrating against the oppression and exploitation of the white man. Our people have lost all fear of the white man. They have ceased trying to waste their love on the white man. And they have ceased turning their nonviolent cheek to the violent white man. And because of this new, fearless, more militant attitude on the part of our people, we see the increase of violence and bloodshed between the white oppressor and the oppressed, between the white exploiter and the exploited, between the white slave master and his 20 million ex-slaves. And where will all of this end?
Peace and blessings. We are now on Sister Betsy's front porch out of Lagos, Nigeria. My show is a tribute to Malcolm X, a celebration of my 60th birthday, a celebration of 3 years on the podcast. You're on with WW Blog Talk Radio out of Lagos, Nigeria, dial 516-453-9133, and press 1 to talk to me. Also, this is a Damon Network. Also, this is from WW Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I will give you my first poem for this evening, and then I would like to speak about Malcolm X. I'm not a Negro. I'm bigger. Without me, you couldn't be able to wash your ass. I am an inventor, an astrologer. I'm a judge for crimes. I'm a soldier for your wars. I'm a teacher to teach your children. I'm a lawyer to help you not go to prison. I can help you to go to prison. I'm not no more your swinging fruit that you continuously put in a noose. I'm a king to lead you. I'm a queen to mold you. I'm a warrior in my own right. My seed you're afraid of day and night. That's why you use your poison medicine to deceive us. I've been here for thousands of years. You have no past. That's why you stole our story to make yourself worthy. But you're so, but your hearts are so murky, murky. Trace my lineage. You'll find I was the real image. Destroyed, that's your power to the earth. Sticking to your hate, claiming you're the superior race. No more slavery. Because my ancestors gave their blood and they paid heavenly. I say go back to where you came from, because I'm beating the drum. I will die before I let you have me for a slave. You hate me, but I hate you for what you do. Our blood is being shed like a mighty blood well. We've become like you, violent to our own kind. And you like that unclean swine, don't you? You say we were a curse, but when you stole us, you became that curse. Our own children won't listen cause of tainted smoke to put them in a hearse. This world you took from us, you crook. Mother Earth will never yield, because you made an error when you made the devil's deal. You are the tare, and we are the wheat. I won't ever be your nigger. Listen to my word, because it's a treat. You hear me? I won't ever be your nigger. Now, I'm going to talk about Malcolm X. He's my hero. I'm also born the same day, May 19th. So I'm going to tell you about this man. Malcolm Little, better known as Malcolm X, 1925. He was born May 19th, 1925. A gangster. A preacher, a revolutionary, black people. His parents was called Earl and Louise Little. His home was burned down when he was only 4 years old. His family was part of the Marcus Garvey movement. Many young people, you need to study about the Marcus Garvey movement. Because this story tells you about a man that and got a large boat to take us all back to Africa. At first they said yes, but then they changed their mind. They didn't want to let us go. His family was part of the Marcus Garvey movement. Family was harassed by the Ku Klux Klan. His family moved to Michigan where they were harassed by another offshoot of the Ku Klux Klan. He was an extraordinary man. His father died when he was 6 years old from what they call a railroad cross accident. Most likely, he was killed by white supremacists. When he was 13, his mother was committed to a mental institution. The children were split up and sent to different foster homes. He dropped out of school because of his white teacher's comment of who he could or who he could not be as a black man. Then he moved to Harlem at the age of 18, where he became involved in criminal activities. By the age of 21, he'd ended up in prison where he'd began to study and to become a follower of Elijah Muhammad. Later on, he began to speak for the Muslim nation. He so began to have disagreements with those of hierarchy in the Muslim religion. He began to have more harassment. As the years go by, his speaking got attention all over the world. And the FBI was tracking him and followed. He was followed by the media. then as they did in Cornchalfo, there his own people began to work against him. And some of his own brothers helped plot to bring him down by death. He was always under surveillance. He was infiltrated by his own people that helped to take him from this earth. His brothers didn't like the attention he was getting. This came from this life he had was traumatic as he became a speaker of the world. So he was shot February 21st, 1965. And from what I've learned, he was shot over 21 times. Brothers and sisters, that's some serious hate for your own kind to take you out when you're trying to help the world. They shot him 21 times. That's the kind of hate we have today in our community. Now, I will continue with what I have to say today. I want to compare this to condition we are in today. I have a scripture where I call the Bible the Bible. And I want to reveal to you the same thing that is being done yesterday is still being done today. Now, in John 8:37, excuse me, it says, I know you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because of my words, because my words have no place in you. Do you hear that? I know you are of Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. This comes from a wicked mind that wants to kill you because of your word. And for those that are speaking out there in the world, you have a light that they want to extinguish. But you must stay strong and give that light to heal the world. The next one. Now, that scripture was from Yahshua at that time. Many people call him as Jesus. He was letting them know what their intentions were. So now I have another one. In Matthew 23:31-34, I want you to listen to this very well, of the deeds of the wicked. Wherefore you be witnesses unto yourselves that we are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how you escape the damnation of hell. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. And some of them you shall kill and destroy are crucified. And some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. Did you hear that? They were being killed and persecuted from city to city, just like the COINTELPRO. All the people that spoke against this wicked system, they took them out. Ye shall be scourged in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Then the scripture goes on to call the names of those that were killed. And last of all, the things that has been done to the innocent, their blood shall come upon you. Do you know that a curse upon you for the wicked that you do to the plane of this existence, to the people on this earth? Do you know that there's a curse on you for your evil ways, for you tearing down innocent blood? You talk about us being cursed. You are cursed for the wicked deeds you do, for you shooting innocent people's blood, for you killing innocent people for their word. Now, I want to talk to you about some things that we have created as people. Because many people around the world that are racist, they want to portray to us that we are not anything. They portray hate towards us because they tell us we didn't do anything. We didn't create anything. And everything that we have created on this planet to help mankind, what have they done? They have taken the inventions that we have made and turned them against the world. So I'm going to give you a list of things that we have created, indigenous people around the world. We created the electric lamp, the umbrella, the remote control, blood plasma, the surgery for heart transplant, automatic fishing devices, the horseshoe, the mailbox, pencil sharpener, the apparatus for heating and cooling, and the traffic light that we often cross the street for. Baby stroller, fire extinguisher, washing machine, clothes dryer, corn changer, guitar, insect destroyer, folding chairs, helicopter, gas mask, brake apparatus. Now, we all know of Washington Carver. Let me explain a small story about Washington Carver. The military came to Washington Carver for him to create something that they could get plastic, glue, and ink from. And guess what he gave them? The soybean that is put in our food today, that is given to your baby. This came from Washington Carver. Soybean is what he gave to them to make plastic. This is why I said we take everything and we invent things for good and they turn it into something evil. So now all your babies, your baby boys are getting soy, which is making them female and making the animals turn from male to female. Soy. This is a spiritual war. We have a war on us, a spiritual war, a religious war, a scientific war, a biological war, a social war, an emotional war, an educational war, an extermination war, and a sterilization war. Now, we have another recording of Malcolm X.
As it was mentioned in the last rally, the only provider many of our children know is the white welfare agent or the white social worker. And because of this, many of our children mistake the white welfare agent or the white social worker as their father. And sometimes they're right. You see all these little half-white babies running around in the community. They're not that way because you and I want them to be that way. The white man rapes and ravishes and takes advantage of our women. He'll take your little sister. Yes, he will. Your little baby sister is the potential bait for every white man in Harlem. Your little daughter, your mother, your wife. Ask them sometimes. Every time they walk past the white man, he hits on them. He thinks that they're animals, that he can abuse at will. This is where you get all these little half-white babies running around the street. None of them know who their daddy is. And all of them think that the white man is their daddy. And I said, most of them are right. And if you and I, if we don't wake up and keep that white man away from our women, our race will really be destroyed. Keep that white man's claws off our women. Make him know that the best way, yes. I never would stand up to an audience as large as this and fail to warn you of the importance of protecting your own woman. You can't go in a white neighborhood and get a white woman. You can't get the white man's daughter in his neighborhood. You can't get his wife or his mother or his sister in his neighborhood. Then why should you let him walk around here in your neighborhood with your wife and your mother and your daughter and your sister? If you do it to him, he'll bust your head. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Remember that. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Let him know that the price he'll have to pay when he pats your woman is either the loss of his hand or the loss of his arm or the loss of his head.
Peace and blessings, I'm back. I'm going to continue with the list that I have on the invention. Railroad electric switch, the printing press, the nailing machine, the message of electricity, life-saving apparatus, the bicycle carrier, parcel carrier, biscuit cutter, circuit electric, brush, the wagon, caps for the bottle. George Carver, invention. He invented shampoo, vinegar, peanut butter, cocoa, buttermilk, paint. And many more inventions came from George Washington Carver. You need to study the life of George Washington Carver. Because when he was a child, the people that adopted him, the Caucasians that adopted him, cut his penis off. Did you know that? But he still grew up to be a great man. Industrial telegram system, cash registers, automatic car railway, automatic air brakes, the almanac. And Nigerian brother invented the computer. Ah, the guided missile system. A brother created a patent for the guided missile system. So you understand what I'm saying to you? Everything that we have created on this planet has been turned against the planet. That's a good example. Right now in Israel, they're shooting missiles. Recently, China shot a missile. Another invention, the super soaker, water pistol, smoke detector, the smoke detector that we all have in our homes to stop us from burning up as we sleep? Yes, a black man invented that. Parachute deployer, where the military jump out of the planes and other people jump out of planes in the wars. A brother committed that. Also, the same shield that the law enforcement uses to shield themselves was invented by a black man. The composition for cleaning carpets, the airplane propeller, the machine to sew shoes. There's so many things that indigenous people have created around this world. But yet and still, they tell us we're nothing. They tell other races around the world we are nothing. We're nothing but monkeys. We don't have no brains. If you go back and you study, you can see what we created. Why do you think they're still digging in Kemet or Egypt, taking the spirit of a people, digging the mummies up, digging the things up that will give them power against you at Kubaland, Africa, digging up the souls, spirits of our people, study and destroy you, your DNA, your genetic makeup. They've been studying you for a long time. Now, I just found out on Instagram, there's this doctor called Rima. She was talking to Jesse Ventura. And I've been warning you about the vaccine. She gave a patent number for a sterilization method. Now they have started vaccinating your children. You don't realize it's to sterilize them. This woman, this doctor, I believe may be a scientist, she said that in 2 to 3 years, most of you will die. So you wouldn't listen to me. But now you are allowing your children to be sterilized with squalene. This is what this woman said. Because you don't want to look for no information. You don't want to question anything. You do not want to question anything. You just want to listen and obey like a slave. Well, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be a slave. It ain't happening. Now, I want to also speak you about another force. If you do not know what a Jesuit is, it's time for you to find out what a Jesuit is. This is a secret order that is around the world causing havoc on the world. Yes, it's other organizations, but this organization is an assassin. Let me read to you what the American Heritage Dictionary calls a Jesuit. A member of the Society of Jesus, a Roman Catholic order founded by Saint Ignatius Loyola in 1531. One given to subtle causatory. That means they're sneaky. They create problems, and they're sneaky on how they affect the problem. Now, I'd like to read to you a letter from Abraham Lincoln. As we know, President Kennedy got shot in the head. President Lincoln got shot in the head. Martin Luther King, they killed him. And I read to you earlier, It's because of the words that we speak, that they do not want us to awaken the world against the wicked forces. So let me read to you what Abraham Lincoln said. The Protestant of both the North and the South will surely unite to exterminate the priests and the Jesuits if they could learn how the priests, the nuns, and the monks, which daily land on our shores under the pretext of preaching their religion, are nothing else but the emissaries of the Pope, of Napoleon III, and the other despots of Europe, to undermine our institution, alienate the hearts of our people from our constitution and our laws, destroy schools, and prepare a reign of anarchy here as they have done in Ireland, in Mexico, in Spain, and wherever any people who want to be free. I am so glad to meet you again, he said. You see that your friends, the Jesuits, have not yet killed me, but they would have surely done it when I passed through their most devoted city, Baltimore. Had I not defeated their plans by passing incognito a few hours before they expected me? New projects of assassination are detected almost every day, accompanied with such savage circumstances that they bring to my memory the massacre of St. Bartholomew, and the gunpowder plot. We feel at their investigation that they come from the same masters in the art of murder, the Jesuits. The art of murder. So many plots have already been made against my life that it is a real miracle that they have all failed. When we consider that the great majority of them were in the hands of skillful Roman murderers, evidently trained by the Jesuits. This was said, Chinique, Chinique, in 1968, page 493, 501, and 506. So Abraham knew that these societies was planning on killing him. He wrote a letter to another politician that was his friend. This secret order is still very much alive. This secret order sends people in your community, in your neighborhood. They have oaths that they have taken by blood to destroy those that they call the enemy. And they have not forgotten you, Protestants. They are still mobilizing to destroy you, Protestants. They never forgot. You think because they gave you an apology that they're not still doing their dirty work? They're in every government, every system around the world. If you don't know about them, time, you need to study every information that you got. And one thing else, why does the church have two popes? Did you know that they had two popes? One pope dressed in white. The other pope is dressed in black. And he is a general. He's over an army of people. It's time for you to know the truth. It's time for you to research this because your enemies are growing closer and closer. We have another installment of my brother Malcolm X.
We want an immediate end to the police brutality and mob attacks against the so-called Negroes throughout the United States. We believe that the federal government should intercede to see that black men and women tried in white courts receive justice in accordance with the law of the land, or allow us to build a new nation for ourselves dedicated to justice, freedom, and liberty. We do not believe that after 400 years of free labor, sweat, and blood, which has helped America become rich and powerful, that so many thousands of black people should have to exist on relief, charity, or live in poorhouses. We want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation as long as our people, as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land. And this is a fact. Why should you be taxed when you don't get anything in return? How can you be charged the same tax as the white man when you don't enjoy the same rights as the white man, or the same citizenship as the white man, or the same protection by the law as the white man? What do you look like riding in the coach on the train, second class, and paying full Pullman fare? Why, the conductor is out of his mind to make you pay as much as in the coach as they're paying in the college parlor car. So if you don't pay second, first-class passage for a second-class seat, you have no business in a government as a second-class citizen paying first-class taxes. The government of the United States should exempt our people from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land. We believe that intermarriage or race mixing should be prohibited, and it should. We are against intermarriage. We don't want to see any black man with any white woman, and no white man with a black woman. Let the white man have his white woman, and let the black man have his black woman. And when you find these black women running around here, sneaking around with white men, catch them, straighten her out. I should say straighten her up and straighten him out.
Okay, I'm back. I have another poem for you. It's called The Tree. There's a tree that was planted that held so many branches, but that tree was a bad energy. It claimed that it would save all the other branches. The ultimate tree, it lied to the branches, causing other trees to wither, almost to decay. This tree was a church. Instead of healing, it hurt. They said that you are mine, not the creator's. The branches believed the tree, not knowing he was a liar. And in that tree's trunk was maggots and flies and all kind of insect spies, to the point that everything it touched, it destroyed many souls that became locked. The tree said, all of you came from me. I'm the ultimate tree. You must follow me. As the branches followed, the branches became hollow. And because of the tree's lies, the branches withered as they believed the tree's lies and their music cried. So as you can see, many branches died. This story is about a tree that said he was God, and these branches followed his word all around the world, where it came to pass that the tree and all of its branches turned to ashes. This is the judgment for Yahshua's lashes and for the spiritual warfare that the enemy uses to attack us. The wicked tree, don't be blind. See this wicked tree. His plot is to destroy the week. Excuse me. I have another statement that I would also like to say. Your neighbors, your adopted children, their goal is to control the world as Emperor Aziza. Right now, they are planning for the world's demise, and especially the United States. If you don't know who and where they are in your city, you better find out immediately. Because your families are in danger. They control the media and its narrative. The beast is the number of a man. You will own nothing or have no liberty. And if you don't succumb to their will of the worship of the beast, man, you shall all fall. My life means nothing to me now, but I know what's coming to you because I've spoken this to you. I'm not afraid to leave you, but you will know that I gave my life for you. Caller number one, peace and blessings.
Hey, Sister Bessie.
Hi, brother. How are you? Who am I speaking with? Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm hanging in. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. You know I got to speak my truth.
Hey, listen. Somebody got to do it.
Yes.
I'm the number one fan. So I'm just sitting here. You know, I get education. I'm sitting here listening, shut my mouth and doing a lot of listening in the night, you know?
Oh, thank you. So what do you think about anything else?
Everything is you're on point. I mean, you're very informed, especially what you just let, the last statement you just now said about, I'm going to break it down. Someone, these people, we all run to the hills and all cuddle up in our nice little nest next to, you could be living next to the Proud Boys and you don't even know it.
Exactly.
So. You know what I'm saying? When you said that,
yes.
It clicked on me like, bling. Yeah, she's right.
Yes.
We're under attack.
That's why,
Yes,
that's why they are calling it gentrification. They're slowly moving in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we can't,
yeah, very good.
We can't see it. Thank
yeah,
you for your support.
I'm always here for you. I just wanted to, I'm a little bit more quiet and reserved. It's your show. It's your time. So I what you just now said, really resonated with me. Like, I'm like, wow, because I was thinking about my brother. He lived out there, next to them people. And,
yes.
During the election, there was a whole bunch of Trump signs around his house. Not his house per se, but in his community, in his cul-de-sac. So I'll be very concerned about him. I always check and see how he's doing out there because, they're going to start, when they get goofy, they're going to start out there. They're going to eradicate you immediately out there.
Exactly, yes. So we have to be prepared as a people. And I thank you, my brother. I love you, Derek.
I love you, too.
All right. Peace, brother. Thank you for your support. Caller number two.
Good evening. Peace and blessings, Sister Bessie.
Hi. Peace and blessings, my sister. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lena Blue.
Hey, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to hear you. And I just wanted to call in and first say happy birthday. happy birthday to you. And I just want to also thank you for speaking those words of power that you spoke to us tonight, and you brought so much into our awareness. So we just constantly give you thanks for that. We need to know this information. And, I think the brother mentioned him living, his brother lives next to the people. Well, I live next to the people, too. And I want to say, they holding, we holding. What's up?
Yeah.
this is not the time when we didn't have means to fight back. this is not those days. So I'm ex-military, and I'm holding. What's up? So I'm just saying, like, we need to protect ourselves, be aware, and just keep it moving, and keep moving with love.
Yes.
That's all I want to say tonight, and I thank you again.
Okay. I love you, my sister. Peace and blessings to you. And thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
I have another statement to read to you. The Inquisition, where the church murdered over 150 million people, they have not forgotten what they did. They still been plotting against you. You know, a liar can always seem like they're not going to do anything. They're like the serpent. They sneak upon you. Don't underestimate anyone. You hear me, world? When it comes to your land, the things that you have, I'm talking to you at Kubaland. They want to come in and take everything from you, Africa. Pay attention to the red dragon that is on your shores that just gave you $2 million to create a vaccine. Watch that dragon, the red dragon. You understand me? They have not forgotten to destroy you Protestants. They have sent out an army of soldiers called the Jesuits. There are two popes. One is in white. The other is in black. He is the Jesuit general. He wears black. And he was an army. He has an army on the face of this earth. They work together to destroy you. The world is in danger. They have infiltrated all religions, governments, corporations, facets of life. They do exist as your politician, as your policeman, as your military soldier, as your carpenter, as your next door neighbor, your bus driver, your teachers of your colleges, your garbage man. This is what the President John Adams wrote. My history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supposed by unquestionable authorities is very particular and very horrible. Their restoration is indeed a step towards darkness, cruelty, perfidy, disposition, death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who will merit eternal damnation on the earth and in hell, it is the Society of Loyola. J.E.C. Shepherd, the Barrington Plot. That's the name of the book it came from. Toronto, Canada, Winningberg, published 1987. Your President, John Adams. So President Abraham Lincoln tried to warn us, and President John Adams tried to warn us about the secret society that wants to take over the world, that are really the Caesars. Malcolm X, next, again.
We believe this is the time in history for the separation of the so-called Negroes and the so-called white Americans. We believe the black man should be free in name as well as in fact. By this we mean that we should be freed from the names imposed upon us by our former slave master. Murphy is not your name. Jackson is not your name. Smith is not your name. Bunch is not your name. Powell is not your name. That's the white man's name. Those names go with blue-eyed people. Those names go with blonde-haired people. Those names are not for black people. Your names come from the East. You came from the East. You should have some good names, some holy names, some names that don't connect you with the white man, but names that connect you with God. Not names that connect you with the devil, but names that connect you with God. Like Hassan, Sharif, Rahman, Rahim, Hussein, Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Nyerere. Good names. Those names give you honor. When you walk around here saying your name is Murphy and Johnson and Jackson and that kind of crap, why, you don't do nothing but honor the white man. You let the world know who owns your grandfather. When you say it's Smith, that means some old white man named Smith owned your grandfather. And that's where you got your name. Names which identified him as being the slave master's slave. We believe that if we are free indeed, we should go in our own people's name, the black people of the earth. We believe in justice for all, whether in God or not. We believe as others that we are due equal justice as human beings. We believe in equality as a nation of equals. We do not believe that we are equal with our slave masters in the status of free slaves. What that means, you and I can't walk around here saying we're equal to the white man. White man got all the factories, got all the stores, all the businesses, all the schools, and you're going to tell us we're equal with them? No, we're not equal until we make ourselves equal. We're not equal until we have what he has, until we have for ourselves what he has for himself. When he runs up his flag, we need a flag that we can run. When he breaks out his army, we need our army. He come up with his navy, we need our navy. He have his air force, we need our air force. He have his bullets, we need our bullets. Then when we got the same thing that he has, we're equal. But as long as we're begging him for what he has, we're not equal to him. We recognize and respect American citizens as independent people, and we respect their laws which govern the nation. And if it's true, we don't love any white man, but we respect his law. We obey his law. You won't find us pretending to love them. They're not worthy of our love. But we respect their law. We respect their flag. We respect their government. We don't believe in it, but we respect it. We respect authority. We respect those who have positions of authority. But that doesn't mean we have to love those people or like those people or trust those people. They are not worthy of our trust, and they are not worthy of our love, and they won't get our love. The offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive the black people into believing that their 400-year-old open enemy of freedom, justice, and equality all of a sudden are their friends. Furthermore, we believe that such deception is intended to prevent black people from realizing that the time in history has arrived for the separation from the white people of this nation. If the white people are truthful about their professed friendship toward the so-called Negro, they can prove it by dividing up America with their slaves. We do not believe that America will ever be able to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed white people, in addition to jobs for the 20 million black people.
All right, brothers and sisters, that brother was so powerful. For him to come from where he came and be able to speak to the world. And my story is almost similar. I'm able to speak to the world. You may not always agree with what I say, but I'm still going to speak no matter what. There are those who have attacked my life. They have done things to me because of my words, because of the words I speak. But these words don't always come from me. They come from my ancestors. They come from the Creator above to warn you, but yet you want to kill me. You want to do things in my neighborhood. You want to spy on me. You want to follow me. You even tried to hit me with your car. So, let me finish what I'm about to say. Psychologically, a psychology of race, the The fact white men could profit from raping their female slaves does not mean that their motive was economic. The rape of slave women by their masters was primarily a weapon of terror that reinforced whites' domination over their human property. Rape was an act of physical violence designed to stifle black women's will to resist and to remind them of their servitude status. Who was being raped? Black women at a high rate by their slave masters. 600,000 mixed children and may have been born during slavery. Rape was a corporation to the slave, to the white slave master. Racist men, racist women can't feel what they've done to black people because that black people are less, they think that we are less than a dog that they love so much. A dog is better treated than a human being because they feel there's no value in us. Norm Stanford, look up what he said, why the white police are afraid of the black man. In his statement, he said the bigger, the blacker the black man is, he's a threat. He told the truth about law enforcement, and it put his life in jeopardy. The black man has a bullseye on him because he is black. The black woman has a bullseye. Now our children have a bullseye on them. There has not been a time in 600 years that black people has not been attacked by a racist system. If our own vice president said there is no racism in this country, she's delusional. They hold the world. The world knows that this is a racist country. And the Caucasians has taught the rest of the non-black world to be racist. You even got mixed race people saying the same thing because you identified yourself as white and don't identify yourself with the black blood that's in you. That came from Francis Welsh, who taught the meaning of racism. I hope that you paid attention to everything that I said. I'm attacked because of what I speak and how I speak it. But I'm okay with it. I'm supposed to give you this information so you can think. It is now Ngozi time.
Well, Sister Beth, well, first of all, let's go live right now. First of all, that show was from 2021. It was the second ever tribute to the great Malik El-Shabazz, Mr. Malcolm X. And we got a lot of callers on right now. I'm going to bring these callers on at this time. Call number one, you're live right now with the original BevNet Classic.
Oh, this ain't nothing but Mr. Boston is in your building, the Ngozi time. What's going on, baby boy?
Hey, man, you heard Sister Bessie tonight, man. You heard Brother Malcolm talk to us tonight.
Man, listen to it, man. You know, all of this stuff comes from history. It comes from, like she said, it comes from the record of Inquisition, the persecuting, the heretic, torturing Jews and, excuse me, and all that stuff. And it comes from other side too. From it comes from the Protestants who keep it going, burning the Catholic. It comes from the pursuit of innocence of crazy ass old women. The Puritans are just as much as part of it, of burning and hanging witches in America. And most and foremost, though, most and foremost, it comes not only from the Christian church, but also from the latest craze, the Taliban. And you know, every single religion that has a monotheistic God ends up persecuting other people and killing their own because they don't accept the right to have religious freedom. And if you look through history, you will find that that is going on right now in present day. I'm Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Boston, thank you for being part of WBNN, being our only poetry show here, and you are a legend in the radio when it comes down to your work, your ethic, and who you are as a man. I really love you and appreciate you.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You know I have this heart condition that they're trying to repair. Now, they're telling me now in order to repair this condition that I have, because I am not prone to taking all of this five different types of medication that's going to make my body toxic. So they're going to have to go down the side of my neck directly into my heart and scar my heart so my signals in my left and right ventricles could start communicating with each other. Because right now my heart is beating at 125 to 135 beats per minute. That's stroke. So I find myself always tired. So I find myself sitting a lot. Last night, I decided to take a load and a passenger to downtown San Diego. I dropped the passenger off, and I get accosted by two men. And they were looking for money. They were looking for credit cards and debit cards. And I never carry my debit card with me after 6 o'clock. So in the course of the tussle, now I have a major contusion in my baby finger and a major contusion in my right hand. And I have a 7-inch scar from one corner of my eye all the way to the next. And it's cut so clean and deep, they refuse to put stitches in it. They butterfly banded it together. And you're talking about being in, I am in a world of pain right now. My head is beating like 12 kettle drums, and my heart is beating like a choo-choo train going down the track trying to get to the wrong destination. And my mind is like still on tap. You know what I mean? My mind is still on tap. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell y'all, in the coming weeks, I'm going to be live. My brother Ngozi going to tell you exactly what day. So y'all stand by. Y'all be prepared. Recall, ain't no poetry like the poetry you going to hear. Good night.
All right, now. I love hearing that, Mr. Boston. And of course, we thank you so much for what you do for us on a constant basis, man, you know, because it's important. So everybody,
I'm a
man,
soldier, man.
June 14th, the Boston Chronicles will be here for you, and you on this WBNN network. Let's get another caller. This caller is legendary. This caller is the only host in WBNN history, you know, in her own show to have 16 straight WBNN all-time connection records, 16-0. And that, you know, and you combine that with, you know, the Cadence, you know, Storm Poetry, Our Feet and Desire, That's 36 championships she's been a part of. The one and only Gina Storm. Gina, how you doing tonight?
I'm happy and blessed to be here, Brother Ngozi. Thank you. I heard my brother Jeffrey on the line, Mr. Boston, one of my favorite people on the planet, and I'm just happy to be here.
And he's part of WBNN, you know what I mean, and we're proud of him, class of 2022.
Absolutely. Hearing Sister Betsy and Brother Malcolm, it made me happy and proud. I tell them all the time, you know, I'm not just black in February, but 365. So, yeah, that was a necessity, not an option for me. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, indeed. We love you. And, you know, this is home for you. You know how I feel about you.
I don't have to say this. I forget to make sure that I get a flyer, and I'm always tagged, and I appreciate that. And I'm telling you why, because life gets in the way sometimes. I had a hand x-ray today. I broke my left wrist, and I didn't know it was even fractured. But when it's a hairline fracture or it's just on the surface, like it's, you know, I don't need a cast, but I have a brace. And I have to wear it for 6 weeks, and then I'll see orthopedic again, and they'll let me know, you know, if it's corrected itself. But the wonderful thing about life is it continues to go on. And even though I've been busy and I may not have been here physically, I'm always here in spirit because I know where home is, and I love y'all. This has been a wonderful place for me to grow as a poet, and I'm appreciative.
Well, like I said, you know, your history in the making. Because, you know, you do your own thing. Talk to the internet world about where you are and your shows, what you do on a constant basis.
Okay. So I'm at the Epiphany Network. Epiphany Universe has 7 shows weekly, every other Saturday night, myself and Just Jay, Jared King, and I co-host the show together every other Saturday night. We call it the show, the Just Jay and Gina Show. And we have a topic, and we have an open mic. And we have Q&A, and we like to deep dive into the poetry of the poet and get to know them as a person. A lot of times people are shy to, you know, call in radio shows, or they don't have any experience with that. But I look at it as this. It's just like any other genre of media. If you're looking for exposure, if you like people to know who you are and where you can be found, you need to try blog talk and talk show shows so that you put yourself in the loop. And so I'm appreciative for all the shows that I've ever hosted. And we also have the Small House of Poetry, WHHOP. It's the acronym for Small House of Poetry. And we have a clubhouse house as well as rooms. We do the kitchen at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday on Clubhouse. And it is Chef Wallace, if he's available. If not, then his mother, Mama Donna Reed, is the main chef, and the rest of us are sous chefs. We do round after round of speed rounds, or some people call them ciphers, but no introduction, no names, no titles, just spit your piece, land your plane, and the next point goes on. And we do that 5 or 6, sometimes 7, 8 rounds on Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, in the living room, we either have a listening party or an interview at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. And in there, it is the family. I'm part of the family. Just Jay and I are the main hosts. Everyone else comes in and supports us. And then on Monday mornings, it's the AM Drive. And AM Drive can be opened by anyone in the Small House of Poetry. Whoever gets there first opens up the room. It is our AM morning show on the podcast of Clubhouse for start your week, start your Monday off right. And it's a call-in radio show. But rather than talk, there's news, topics. I do the Black Facts. We ask you, what the hell is in your cup? What's the weather like where you are? And what say you? We give a Scruples question every Monday morning. And it's a good way to start your week and your day. And that's at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern. And we do that every Monday morning. So essentially I work every other Saturday, every Sunday, every every Saturday at Clubhouse, every other Saturday at Epiphany, every Sunday and every Monday at Clubhouse. But I'm Gina Storm with an E, Gina with an E, Storm like inclement weather, but I'm sunshine on a rainy day, and you can find me anywhere there's poetry. And tonight I was here with the Damon Network on the ONE Network, here with Brother Ngozi, because I'm not just alumni, I'm also family.
That's right. And, of course, before you go, you got to hit us with a freestyle. This young lady is historic, not only it, the great DNN, Bevy Nation, but, of course, around the world. So, before I take my next caller, hit us with a freestyle.
All right. I'll be in and out like a robbery. This won't take long. I'm going to title this piece, Black Children. Black children in these United States have something that other children do not have, because they are brown-skinned people with naturally curly or kinky hair, and many of which feel like there is a target on their backs from birth. And that's sad. But it's a necessity for them to know that, because the reality is they're going to grow up to be men and women of color, and they may not see many more birthdays. So the reality is these children, some of those children are my grandchildren. But when my daughter was a child, and I did everything I could to instill in her the rules of the road, and if she gets pulled over by the police or if they come to her door, what her actual responsibility is. You don't have to just breathe and comply, but you have to stay alive, and you have to know the laws in the states in which you dwell, because they don't care nothing about your life or whether you're going to go to heaven or hell. They'll put a bullet in your head or your chest without asking another question, and it could be without any consequence. They will continue to live their lives while you have passed away and your family who wear T-shirts with your face. There will be people who will put up their right hand in protest to the fact that you have been shot dead for a circumstance that was beyond your control, except for the fact that you happen to be born black. So for all the black children that live in the United States here in this year of 2023, you have my sympathies. You're in my prayers, because I know this life was given to them by the Creator, but it is not theirs. If they had to misfortune of being born in these United States in this time when the biggest gang running around has on a blue uniform, police in the town in which you dwell, all I can do is pray and hope that everything works out well, that you see your kindergarten, elementary school, middle school, and high school and college graduation. I have cousins who didn't make it to 50, and two of which were shot on a similar occasion. There have been situations that I've seen or heard about on my social media, because I stopped watching the news so many years ago because it was giving me the blues, that I had to realize and appreciate this fact. One thing for certain, two things for sure: I'm always going to be a black mom, a black daughter, a black sister, a black aunt, a black cousin, a black woman. But now I'm Black TG. And for my grandchildren that I dub the Famous Three, I don't ever want to see one of them pass away before I do. I do not want next to their name to be a rest in peace. I will not go to a grave and put flowers down for a child that my child gave birth to, because I swear to you, I lay my own body down or allow something to happen in them. I know what you're up against. The numbers are staggering. The deaths are inconceivable, but the reality is I know that you are not weak or feeble. We are cut from the kind of cloth that is no longer in circulation, but we are royalty. And we were kings and queens before we came to be in this world that they call the New World, the U.S. of A. These United States are not united in any way. And all people are in jeopardy every single day, with the people with the target on their backs. And unfortunately, that I learned this again today, it's black children. So it's for them that I'm speaking about, and I will continue to pray. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
The name of her show was The Perfect Storm. It's part of our legacy here at WBNN, the outstanding and wonderful Gina Storm. You know you home when you come on Spit Your Piece.
I know.
So call in more often, Gina.
I will. I promise.
All right.
I always see the flyers. I just can't always make it. But one love, one mic, and I love you. Thank you.
And now to our next caller. Thank you for being so patient tonight, because a lot of people want to get on here and talk to us. And Gina, stay on the line. Caller, you're live right now with the original BevNet Classic.
Hi, Brother O. This is Mo Gorman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, man. You hear this classic. You heard Sister Bessie. You heard Brother Malcolm. What do you have to say tonight upon us?
Well, I just find it amazing, you know, that Sister Bessie talks about those issues that are so pressing on us. I don't know if everybody knows that she was talking about the black popes, and that struck a chord with me because I was remembering a book I read. I'm not sure if it was Ivan Baron Turtema, but the book was called African Glory. And in that book, it talks about how the Catholic Church actually funded the slave trade. They got 25 cents a head for every slave brought to this country. So it was interesting that she was bringing up those types of points tonight, you know, that it's a deeply deep-seated kind of issue that started off in churches. You know, slavery was reinforced by the churches. So I just found that very interesting, and I just wanted to speak on that tonight.
Tell us about your show.
Well, my show is called Breaking the Silence, and we talk about women and men healing and making healthy choices after being abused or oppressed in life. And we try to talk about trauma and how to heal from it naturally and how to accept our own power. So that's what I do on my show. And my next show will be on June the 16th.
Hey, there you go. Well, we thank you, Mo Gorman, tonight. You know, part of the class of, you know, 2022. We love her very, very much. And our next caller, being so patient, who are you and where are you calling from? And Sister Bessie is listening tonight.
Hello, Brother O. Hello, Sister Bessie. I wanted to call in and support the show. I swear, Sister Bessie's shows are so powerful, and she speaks with so much intention. It's just, I could just listen all day long. And it just reminds me of what I'm exactly a part of, because we can speak the truth about things. But you can't do this on other networks. You can't. So it's like I'm so proud to be part of a thing that is educational, things you don't know, things you may know, and you actually, like, maybe you've known certain things you can't speak to it about because people will look at you like you're crazy. They don't understand. You can't have that conversation because they're stuck in their they're just oblivious. And Sister Bessie is so amazing. I just, like, I don't know. I'm just always so, like, so excited to hear her talk. Absolutely excited to hear her talk. And I know a lot of the things my mother has spoken to me about since I was a little girl, but the times that I didn't have too many people to speak to about a lot of these things because they didn't know. They didn't understand. They only knew their world. They don't know what exists outside of their world. And if they have to accept a different reality, that means that they have to question everything else. And I'm glad that I had the mother that I did to learn a lot of this stuff, you know. But to be a part of this station, to be a family with people, all of the people who are so informative, it just makes me so happy to know all these people. And Sister Bessie, I love you. You always do an amazing job. And it's like, when you talk, I'm like, oh, man, I just want to go back and listen again. And then, like, you give the information. You give us where we can find. And I love that. I absolutely love that. Because a lot of people talk, but they don't give you where to find things or where things came from. They just talk, you know, and it's important to be able to have that reference. You know, so I appreciate you so much. And I would just want to say my show is June 2nd, The Power of Thoughts. My show is to influence the mind to think in a different way. Because the result of the way you thought from the time of your birth until now is where you're at in this life, at this present moment, whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad, is a result of your choices and the way that you think. So it's the power of your thoughts. So thank you, Brother O. And I think the show is so powerful. It's so powerful. Like, I loved it.
Well, first of all, we give honor to, you know, this outstanding rookie class of 2023, Miss Tiana Speaks. Go to the calls. Anybody want to call in, please press 1. Before I go into my Ngozi time, press 1. We go into a person now who is a legend at this network. He is a broadcasting enshrinee to the International Inter Radio Hall of Fame, the outstanding performer, Terrace Strength. Terrace, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, man, you know, Sister Bessie, enough said.
Well, you know what? You know, the thing about our Sister Bessie, you know, I think her birthday is on Malcolm X's birthday, and she certainly channels the great leader of empowerment for black people, particularly during that time. And I love these shows because they harken back to a time where we were more in battle mode. You know, there was a lot going on. There's a lot been going on in 2020, 2023. But back then, we were certainly much more in battle mode. There was a lot more civism that was going on. And I just love those shows. You know, Brother Malcolm was, I mean, he was powerful. He was unabashed in his love for black people and being outspoken about oppression at the time. And so that pretty much harkens to Sister Bessie's personality. She's still speaking that way today. And people like her are important for us because they constantly remind us to don't get too comfortable, you know, that, you know, it hasn't all changed as much as we think it has changed. So she keeps us aware, and I love her for that. So, yes, these shows are powerful, and it's great to hear them. It's great to hear Brother Malcolm. You know, I often wonder, you know, what would he be saying about if he was still here, what would he be saying about what was going on today and what would he have us doing today? But anyway, it's a powerful show.
Well, we appreciate you, Enshrinee. When is your next show?
My next show is June 6th, I believe. Yep.
All right. You heard the Enshrinee to the National Radio Hall of Fame, the wonderful Terrace Strength tonight. Calling you live right now with the original Bad Man Classic. And, of course, Sister Bessie is listening. And, Sister Bessie, if you can hear me, press 1 so you can come on at the end.
Hello there. Hi, Brother O.
Hey.
This is Ava Holly. How are you tonight?
Hey, man. You know, Brother Malcolm and Sister Bessie. I'm good.
Well, that says it all, right? First of all, I want to give some light and love out to your callers that called in that might be a little bit hurting tonight. I know Mr. Boston, I believe Gina said she was going through something, and Tiana, and I know what it's like to be in that kind of pain on a constant basis, so my love and light out to you guys. Sister Bessie made a remark about her being similar to Malcolm and what they grew up with. She also made a remark about the power that someone has to be able to speak, and some people and others are given that power. It was so funny because as they were talking, as Malcolm was talking in the last speech, I thought to myself, wow, Sister Bessie is just like that in that power. And as soon as she comes on, she says, I was just like that. So I was thinking how amazing it is to be able to have that power and be able to hold that power back in the day and today. Because let me tell you, there are people in this world, not only this country, but in this world that have just disgusting behavior. And it's still going on. Yet I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on the people that have better behavior and have platforms to speak like this great Beverly Nation Network that keep us aware, as Terrace Strength said, of things that are going on from back in the day to today. So my hat's off to you. Sister Bessie, I love you. You know, my grandmother's name was Bessie. I tell you this all the time. My mother's birthday was May 20th. I believe you said yours is May 19th. And you know, I feel that connection there, even though we've never met. So hats off to you. Very powerful show tonight, and I was proud to be a part of it.
Hey, Rahali, when is your next show?
My next show is June 7th, right after Terra Strength show on June 6th. So tune in to the casual chat at this great WBNN network. Thank you.
All right, now, we thank you. I got a track for y'all. You know what I mean? We're going to take our last two callers. Hey, Donnie. Let's get it.
Little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell cans of madness to the neighborhood? Little ghetto boy, you already know how rough life can be, 'cause you see much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed at the grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All of your young life, such misery and pain. The world is a cruel place and it ain't gonna change. You're so young and you got so far to go, but I don't think you'll reach your goal, young man. And you're on the move room door. Look out, son. To get better.
Donnie Hathaway. Y'all know how I do. Caller, you're live and direct right now with the original Bev Mack Classic.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey. Now, I was just calling in to support and to thank Sister Bessie for all that she do. I know it's a recording, but I think I love listening to these classics, I do. But I just wanted to call in and support. I love this Beverly Nation, WBNN. I'm honored to be a part of this great network. So just wanted to call in and give a shout out. That's all.
All right, now, who are you this year? You know, what's more important? Who are you?
I am Angela Thomas Smith. I have a show that actually my show will be on next Wednesday, Walking in Purpose with Angela. And I am the newest nominee for class of 2023. Hopefully I'll be inducted in October. If you haven't voted, please vote for me.
All right, now, you heard what she said. Hey, yeah. The 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the outstanding Angela Thomas Smith. And, you know, please reach out to her on Facebook. Vote for her. You know, send that thing in so we can have a wonderful, you know, manila folder of people who love her. And we'll send it to Stockholm, Sweden, and we'll see what happens. Next caller in queue. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
All right. Hey, Brother O, Sister Bessie, and everyone else out there listening to WBNN tonight. Yes, we are Beverly Nation. And I am Dr. Chinchilla J, the commissioner of WBNN. And I really enjoyed this BevNet Classic tonight. Sister Bessie, it was awesome. It was awesome hearing from Gina Storm and all of the other callers that called in tonight. And it's just wonderful. Keep doing what you do, Sister Bessie, because, yes, you are Sister Bessie, the truther. And continue to bring the truth for our people and never hold back at all because you bring it. And that's the way it should be done. And I just appreciate all that you do, Sister Bessie. And I just want everybody to know tomorrow at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning Eastern Standard Time, one of our WBNN hosts will be on Meet the Host tomorrow at 11 a.m. Saturday morning. And you can tune in by going on to Mike MIC Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page and check that out. Ava Holly, the casual chat host, will be on tomorrow. And you all did hear from her tonight because she called in. And she is wonderful. So definitely check that out tomorrow so you can find out even more about Ava Holly. And on Sunday night, my show comes on News Forum Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. And we will be talking about wrongful convictions. And we will be tying that in with post-traumatic stress disorder because so many of the wrongfully incarcerated suffer from that. Well, as a matter of fact, all of them do, as well as people that have been rightfully incarcerated as well. So we're going to be addressing that as well as other different mental health issues because tomorrow or Sunday will be the last Sunday in the month of May, which is the Mental Health Awareness Month. Again, I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, everybody. Thank you so much, Sister Bessie, again, for a great BevNet Classic. And Brother O, the music was all that as well.
Listen, we're not even finished, Commissioner. We have the person who is part of this outstanding body of work. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the outstanding and great Sister Bessie the Truther.
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother O.
Hey,
Hall
Bessie. Shut up. Don't start your mess. Go ahead and talk, girl. And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It's a blessing to live another day and to see another day. And I just
want
to thank
you. Listen, talk about your show that was broadcast in 2021, nominee.
Yes, I enjoyed it. You know, listening to myself, but before I couldn't do that. You know, I thought it would interfere with my study. But I enjoyed it. You know, it's hard sometimes to just to hear yourself speak. And I appreciate the world for listening. and I appreciate all the hosts that has listened tonight. And I will be back. I will be back soon. And I thank you, Brother O, for everything that you have told me and how you have brought me along the way. I thank you for all of it.
All right, now you heard from that wonderful young lady. Before we go into Ngozi time, let's get down on some business. Some soul, yes.
God has a funny way of showing you lessons. Years I was there up in the sky with so many questions. Like, will I find someone for me? Or even if I'm standing in a place I need to be, I can't say that every love affair I had was perfect. But every painful day and late night was worth it. Now I'm realizing.
Robinson, y'all, lessons. Every show is a lesson at WBNN. And to see great archives achieve status is wonderful as well. For the first time for Sister Bessie, let's congratulate her on her 49th WBNN, WNation All-Time Connection Record. honoring Darlene Lawrence in the all-time annal. That's wonderful. Sister Bessie was not even live tonight. And her show from 2021, you know, celebrating Malcolm X in 2023, garners the championship. And I'll bring Sister Bessie back on before I go through time. Sister Bessie, how you like that, Sister Bessie?
It's okay.
Yeah, she can't talk right now. She's in limbo. But congratulations to her for outstanding body of work that she always performs here at WBNN. Tomorrow night, you know, off. On Sunday, we come back on with News Forum with the great Dr. Chinchilla J. And, of course, you know, the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award, and we are proud here at WBNN. That'll be 9:30 Eastern, daylight time. What more can we say tonight? WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dudley Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programs tonight? Ole day late at Ngozi with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malay with Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. It's a celebration. Hey, mint condition. You know what?
You've been swinging.